Central European heads of state have just finished 2 days of bilateral and collective talks in the West Bohemian spa town of Karlovy Vary. Discussions of the Visegrad regional grouping seem to have been pretty focused, thanks in part to the fact that two of the four countries will be setting the European Union's agenda next year. Chris Johnstone reports.
Czech President Václav Klaus seemed to enjoy being in the spotlight as the host of the Visegrad Heads of State Summit that ended on Saturday. And his comments over the weekend put a lot of distance between his stance about the grouping of the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Poland and Hungary now and 15 to 20 years ago, when he derided it as a meaningless talking shop. Then the four countries were outside of the European Union and NATO, seeking to get in. And in what sometimes seemed like a race to get in first before the door closed, Mr. Klaus did not seem keen then to be held back by any laggards. Now all four are inside the EU and NATO and fighting their corner. And the message they seem to have learned is that in such institutions a collective voice goes much further than a solitary one. Václav Klaus made these comments at the closing press conference.
My máme všichni čtyři zájem, aby...
We all four have common interests, that our voice is heard, that our voice is heard in the European Union and in the whole world. We are three small countries, Poland being the biggest, but we are convinced that this synthetic effect of cooperation gives us a clear chance to do that.
The one for four and four for one approach was getting a lot of play in Karlovy Vary, thanks to the fact that Hungary will be president of the EU Council at the start of next year, with Poland following on in the second half. That means that they can make some key calls about what gets prioritised and what gets sent to the back of the queue. It's already clear that the priorities include shaping relations with other countries further east, read Russia and countries of the former Soviet Union, and boosting energy security so as to be less reliant on Russian gas and oil. The four are also comparing notes and positions ahead of the NATO summit in Lisbon at the end of this month, which is seeking to reset the alliance's strategy and tasks for the next decades. So is the Visegrad group, on the eve of its 20th birthday in February, becoming a much bigger force? That's a question I put to Michal Koran, head of research at Prague's Institute of International Relations.
I think that the Visegrad group is gaining significance slowly, despite the fact that before the EU accession, there was a big skepticism about the role and significance of the Visegrad group. But especially during the last 2 years, I would say that many practical projects were carried out. And I believe that the Visegrad group as such is slowly gaining its own identity as an important sub-regional cooperation and a significant sub-regional group.
But Mr. Korhan cautions against any idea that the four countries will use their EU presidencies to exclusively push a central European agenda. First of all, while they share many views, they're not always reading from the same page. Secondly, such an approach would rebound against them. Mr. Koran again.
The very fact that the V4 leaders are talking about the EU presidencies as about the opportunity to somehow assert or pursue the Visegrad agenda is of a significance, but I would be careful about linking the EU presidencies to some kind of regionally defined interests or defined agenda, because that would provoke, I would say, and rightly so, it would provoke a harsh response on the other EU members, even though I believe that the cooperation will be going on.
Michal Kotan, head of research at Prague's Institute of International Relations, ending that report by Chris Johnstone.